Chapter 28. Nath pitched a loose rock into the lake. Great. His frustration began to mount. None of this would have been so bad if he could transform and fly.
Any suggestions?
He said, twisting towards Selene.
Maybe the Dracus will show it sometime. Maybe some dragons. But by then I figure it'll be too late. You think your captors are coming to kill you.
They went to great lengths to capture me, she said. I'd say they have a contingency for everything.
Nath dashed the sweat from his eyes. Any lesser person would have died from the suffocating heat of the molten lava, but dragons could survive in the harshest environments. Above, he could see great bats hanging among the stalactites of the cave. He recalled the time he had turned into a bat and been blinded by it. It had almost killed him.
Probably a bad idea.
He scooted back alongside Selene and asked,
Who do you think is behind all this?
She rolled her eyes his way and said,
Are you really asking me that? Certainly you know who I think. My father?
He shook his mane.
No, I don't believe it.
Your father is as ruthless as he is good, Nath. Why wouldn't he take me out? I'm the leader of his enemy. I'd take me out too if I were him.
I don't think my father does things this way.
Huh? Of course he does. Or he has someone else do it for him.
She shrugged and pulled her knees to her chest.
I can live with my fate, Nath.
It was the only time he'd seen her vulnerable. He felt for her. He put his hand on her shoulder and said,
I don't think it's him.
He didn't say anything for a moment, then added,
Perhaps you can teach me something about my powers that can help us.
There's not much I can think of. And besides,
her eyes pointed toward the ledges.
I think it's too late for that. They come.
Nath stepped in front of her. Fiery eyes burned within the distant crevices. Humanoid globs of lava emerged from the fiery lake.
What are those things?
He said.
Fire goblins and lava trolls, she said. My guardians, but not my captors. As I said, this was well thought out. The dragons will come at any moment. You'd better grab some steel. I don't think your fire breath will help much.
Sword, I don't have a sword,
he said.
Look around, she said. Many have perished here long before I came around. This island is full of strange treasures. Small amount of use most of them are now.
The lava troll came forward out of the red-hot sludge. Towering over the lake, lava slid off its ghastly gray form. Its head was a monstrosity, and its mouth foul with busted teeth. Its lumpy skin was smooth as a fish belly. Nath rummaged through the decayed bones and rusting weapons.
Great dragons! I wish I had Fang.
Nath, look out!
The troll splashed a wave of lava right at him. Nath dove away and rolled.
Ugh.
Drops of lava sizzled on his scales. Wading through the bones of the dead, he found the shaft of a spear and jerked it out of a skull.
This'll do.
The troll splashed another wave of lava and lumbered onto the shore. Nath danced away, squared up on the towering monster, and threw the spear.
Ugh.
The troll thrashed and flayed with the spear jutting from its chest. It teetered backward and its head splashed into the lake of lava.
Nice shot,
Selene said. Nath walked over to the troll's body and retrieved the spear. He tossed it to Selene, who plucked it from the air.
It wouldn't kill you to defend yourself, Selene. There's plenty of weapons around here.
What can I say, Nath? You spoil me. I like seeing you in action.
She tossed the spear back to him.
Champion!
An ear-splitting shriek caught his ears.
Now what?
A dragon, the size of three men, streaked through a hole in the ceiling of the cave. Its belly scales were a pale shade of red, and its body scales were cinnamon. Its claws were long, thick, and sharp as razors. It circled its prey from above.
That's the one, Nath,
Selene said, eyes wide.
That's the one that's going to kill me.
Her?
Nath said.
I think I can handle her.
Well, I can't. Not without my power. It's me or her, Nath. Me or her.
Nath lingered by Celine and said,
I think you'll be just fine.
A lightning bolt knocked him from his feet and a blue streak buzzed right over him. Its talons tore a gash in his cheek. Nath sprang to his feet, only to catch another bolt in the chest. His teeth clattered off his chin, and he fell face first on the ground.
Oh, that hurts.
From her knees, Celine watched Nath battle against the Blue Razor dragons.
It's working.
Grasped inside the palm of her hands, an egg-shaped blue stone glowed. Jaxite, and her mind was attached to it. She wanted to laugh. All of her planning had worked to perfection. Nath believed it all. Everything from the dragons capturing her to Nalzor's band of negation was a complete sham. She had all of her powers and then some, including control of the good dragons that she was setting Nath up to kill.
Just a little longer, Celine. A little longer.
She gave another command to the blue-streaked dragons.
Keep him at bay as long as you can, and await my signal.
The Blue Razors reared up on their hind legs, spitting jolts of lightning at Nath. He lunged with the spear at one, only to get blasted in the back by another. The Blue Streaks were the fastest living dragons. They could keep Nath corralled for a time. Celine glanced up at the dragon circling over her head. It was a rose blossom. She was one of the most pure and innocent breeds of the dragons, and Celine had captured her quite some time ago for just such an occasion.
The shedding of her innocent blood will make him mine. He'll serve Gorn by my side forever.
The stage was set. The weapons among the dead laid out for him. There were swords and spears, all forged from dragon claws and enchanted into dragon skinners. It was now or never to turn Nath Dragon. She harnessed the power of the Jaxite stone and turned loose her next command. To the rose blossom, she said,
Attack! Attack me, the High Priestess Celine, without mercy!
The rose blossom swooped in on her and a hot blast of purple energy blasted from its mouth. The force pounded Celine into the rock.
Save me! Nath! Save me!